And still on invasive species, here is this week's PhD, Tim Doherty at Edith Cowan University in the West.
Australia is home to extraordinary and unique mammals. More than 300 species of land-dwelling mammals call Australia home. 85% of them are found nowhere else in the world. Shockingly though, 30 of these species have become extinct since Europeans arrived in Australia just over 200 years ago. This is a rate of loss of one or two species each decade, and it equates to the worst mammal extinction record anywhere in the world. Sadly, that's not the end of the story in Australia. Many other mammals have also suffered population declines, and there is a real risk that some of those species too will go extinct in our lifetimes, never to be seen again, ever. The main culprit for these declines is predation by the introduced red fox and feral cat. Feral cats have recently been named as the biggest threat to our endangered mammals. They are literally eating their way through our wildlife. And this is where my research comes in. I study the ecology of feral cats in Charles Darwin Reserve in remote WA. It's 450 kilometres northeast of Perth. I'm also looking at Australia-wide patterns in cat habitat use and exactly what they are eating. Cats live in every type of habitat, from deserts to forests and all the way up to alpine areas. There may be more than 10 million feral cats in Australia, killing tens of millions of mammals, birds and reptiles each day. To identify exactly what cats have been eating, we dissect either their feces or stomach contents to look at the prey remains under a microscope. A bit of a messy job for some lucky researchers. One part of my research has been done with the help of some colleagues. We've been documenting what species of native animals cats eat and how their diet varies across the continent. To do this, we collated 50 studies from across the country that examine the diet of feral cats. We found that cats predate at least 123 different bird species, 85 mammals, 157 reptiles, and 21 frogs. It seems they're not fussy. If they can kill it, they'll eat it. They also eat insects, but no one seems to care about them. And it's likely that there are many other species out there that cats kill and eat that we just don't know about yet. We found that reptiles are the main victims of cats living in desert regions, whereas medium-sized mammals, such as possums and bandicoots, are eaten most frequently in the southeast. Rabbits are also eaten frequently by cats, but if rabbits are absent from an area or become less numerous, cats will then switch to native mammals. What this suggests is that land managers should use a multi-species approach for pest animal control, because if rabbits are culled but cat populations are not reduced at the same time, it's likely that cats will then prey even more heavily on the native mammals. Controlling feral cats presents land managers with a formidable challenge, and understanding their movements and feeding ecology will aid in reducing their harmful impact on our threatened fauna. Sadly, though, it's likely we will never rid Australia of these introduced killing machines, and we can only imagine what the country would look like if they'd never been brought here.
Now, there's a thought experiment. By the way, there's more on cats in Background Briefing from a few weeks ago, a special on feral cats by Greg Borschmann, a link on the Science Show website. Tim Doherty at Edith Cowan University in Perth.